Hello and welcome, it is I, Mr. Snake. And you are going to be, as always, my amazing subject. Get yourself nice and relaxed. And if at any point during the file you need to adjust for comfort, that's perfectly okay. The more comfortable you become, the deeper you'll go. And the deeper you go, the more you'll relax. And the more you relax, the deeper you'll want to go. And of course, given the time of year, it's a time when denial is at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. So there may well be times during the file where, I don't know, perhaps you get a little tingle of pleasure, maybe a little pulse of desire, and maybe a little throb of lust, and that's perfectly okay too. There's no right or wrong way for you to go into trance for me, but the way that's right, safe, and appropriate for you. And by this stage, I'm sure you've listened to my voice before. I'm sure you've dropped many times before. And even just me saying the words relax and drop in this introduction so far, well, it might be that they're having an effect upon you. And so this file is a place where you don't have to think, say, speak, or do anything except listen at the words wash over you like waves on a beach. You might find thoughts drift in and out of your mind, and again, that's perfectly okay. But if you do have thoughts come in and out of your mind, that's not a bad thing. That's perhaps part of the process of you dropping down deeper into trance. I know that subjects sometimes wonder and worry if they're going deep enough or if they are in hypnosis. And I always say, just relax and enjoy the experience. You don't need to be paying attention consciously because your unconscious mind's always paying attention, always listening out for hypnotic suggestions, and quite often acting upon those hypnotic suggestions without you thinking about it. So right now, get yourself in that most comfortable position where you can settle down and allow yourself to simply let go. It's going to be a pleasurable little journey, a hypnotic journey that explores the incredible benefits of denial and delayed gratification. Now, a lot of time people find these concepts are very challenging, and they can be in some ways, but there are benefits to denial and delayed gratification. By the end of this little trance together, it may well be that your unconscious mind discovers the deep, satisfying power that comes from embracing them. So let's just start by doing something simple, just by taking a deep breath in. And when you reach the top of your inhale, I want you to hold it for 1, 2, 3, and then slowly exhale, letting go of any tension or worries that you may be carrying. And we're going to do that again. Breathing in all of that wonderful life-giving air. Holding it for a count of 1, 2, and 3. Before exhaling through your mouth all the way out. Again, releasing any tension or worries that you may have been carrying. And we're going to do it one more time. A long, deep breath in, filling your lungs. And at the top of the inhale, holding it for 1, 2, and 3. Before breathing out slowly, exhaling, almost as though you're breathing out any tension or stress that were lingering. So that any tension or stress that was there just completely dissipated. Drifts completely away. That's it. And it might well be the case during this trance that as you slowly exhale, you can feel yourself sinking into each moment, allowing my words to guide you into an even deeper, more peaceful state of relaxation than you possibly imagined. And you're doing really well. So as you breathe deeply, You might notice that each breath helps you to release more and more of the outside world, allowing you to sink into a space where you can open your mind to new possibilities, to new outlooks, and to exciting new ideas. And doesn't it feel wonderful to become aware of just how good it feels to breathe in air? And then notice that you're noticing that with each slow exhalation, you're basically letting go of all the distractions around you. And you might notice that with each breath, you allow yourself to drift a little deeper into a state of relaxation and submission. And those are both wonderful states to be in. And I'd like you to imagine or visualize in whichever way you normally do, in a way that's right for you, that you're standing at the edge of a quiet forest. The air is cool and fresh, and the ground beneath your feet feels soft and comforting. And as you take a step forward into the forest, you might notice the sound of the leaves crunching beneath your feet. You might hear the gentle rustle of the trees as the wind blows through them, and every step you take brings you deeper into a sense of calm and tranquility, allowing your mind to become clearer, more relaxed, and allows your body to feel lighter, light as a feather, lighter than air. It might be that maybe you hear the trickling of a stream or the sound of birds on the wing. With each step, you're leaving behind the noise, bustle, and busyness of the everyday world. You're letting go of any thoughts or concerns that may have been lingering. And of course, because this is your trance, you can enjoy it in whichever way you choose to. In this place, you're free to explore, to discover new ideas, fresh insights, and to embrace new ways of thinking. So as you walk deeper into this forest, it may be that you come across a path that leads down, deeper and deeper into the earth. This path invites you to descend, to go deeper into your mind, and deeper into that complete state of utter relaxation. And with each step down, you might feel a sense of release. Almost as though each step is a form of a release valve that lets go of stress, removes and expels any tension, letting go of anything that could be holding you back. Maybe you can imagine there's 10 steps left. 10 steps down to 9, sinking deeper to 8. With each step, letting go of more, 7, down to 6, down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, to 2, and to 1, all the way down at the bottom of this path. Standing in a place of serene stillness and utter quiet. And in this place, you can open yourself up to the power of denial and delayed gratification. And you know, psychological studies have shown that people who learn earlier in life that delayed gratification brings greater rewards and pleasure tend to do even better in life. So of course, learning this, developing this skill later in life in terms of pleasure, means that you get much, much greater rewards. There is a real strength of character in those who can deny themselves and offset pleasure. It's like a little Faustian bargain. You delay and delay and delay, and ultimately your pleasure is greatly increased. You might also get the thrill of surrendering and submitting your desire for instant gratification to someone who controls it and exerts authority over your pleasure and when you may experience it or if you get to experience it. Or it might be a case where you're just testing the strength of your own character, seeing just how powerful your own self-will and self-control can be, and that's admirable too. But for now, I want you to imagine yourself back in that place in a beautiful sunlit meadow. The air is warm and there's a gentle breeze that brushes against your skin as you feel the wonderful warmth of the sun on your skin. It may well be that you pick up the scent of fresh grass and wildflowers, and in the distance maybe you hear the soft chirping of birds. Now in this meadow there's a small table, and on this table there's a single delicious looking piece of fruit. And that delicious piece of fruit is perfectly ripe, glistening in the sunlight, and the sight of it begins to make your mouth water. You can just imagine how good it would feel to taste its sweetness, to feel its juices on your tongue. But as you reach out to take it, you pause. You realize that this fruit is a symbol of something deeper, something much more meaningful and profound. This single piece of fruit represents the desire for instant gratification, the urge to satisfy your cravings right away, without waiting. But part of you also understands that there's another path, a way that leads to something even sweeter, even more satisfying. A path of patience, of self-control, of delayed gratification. And you find something in that inherently appealing on many levels. So as you stand there in the meadow looking at the table and that one delicious piece of fruit, you start to realize something deep and profound about it. You're understanding and becoming aware that the act of waiting, of delaying your gratification, is not a form of deprivation. It isn't about denying yourself pleasure, but rather about enhancing your experience of pleasure and prolonging it. A deeper part of you becomes aware and fully understands and embraces the fact that when you choose to wait, you aren't just simply resisting temptation. You're building strength, fueling resilience, building self-discipline. And these are the qualities that can lead you to greater success, greater fulfillment, greater happiness, and enhanced pleasure in life. So right now, in this moment, I want you to imagine, in whichever way you do, the feeling of resisting that urge, of holding back from taking of that fruit. Imagine how it feels to think and say, not yet, and to embrace the power of waiting. And notice how this feeling isn't just one of frustration, but rather one of empowerment, because you're in control of your own pleasure right now. You are choosing to wait. You're choosing to delay your gratification. And in doing so, you're gaining something far more valuable than momentary pleasure. You're gaining the strength of mind, the strength of will, and the strength of character that comes from self-discipline. And of course, if someone else is helping you in this regard, if you have a partner that likes to deny and tease you, they'll be amazingly impressed with your strength, very proud of what you're doing, And so you can explore the benefits of denial and delayed gratification even further than before. You can imagine that every time you resist a temptation during this next while, that every time you choose to wait, you're planting a seed in a garden. And each seed in that garden represents a moment of self-control, a moment of discipline, a moment of strength, or a moment when you've handed over control and you've made someone else very proud of your behavior. And so over time, these seeds grow into a beautiful, lush garden, a garden of your own success, of your own denial and delayed gratification, a garden of success, of achievement, and of personal growth. And the best part is that the rewards of this garden are far greater than any single piece of fruit could ever be, because the rewards of delayed gratification are not just about satisfying a craving or a yearning or a want or a need. They're about creating a life. A life that is rich, fulfilling, and meaningful, and filled with pleasure. The pleasure you may experience in different, prolonged ways. Pleasure that stretches out over a longer period. Isn't that amazing? And I want you to take the time right now to imagine, in whichever way you do, that you're walking through this garden, seeing and purveying all the fruits of your patience, your discipline, and your self-control. You might see the beautiful flowers, the tall, strong trees, the vibrant fruits that have grown from your efforts and your struggle and your will. And as you walk through this garden, you realize that every step you take is a step you've taken towards a better and more fulfilling period of denial and delayed gratification. And so you're here now in this place of growth and abundance, whilst yet at the same time you're also not here. You're somewhere entirely else. And a place where time doesn't exist, where everything is happening and yet nothing's taking place. Because the power of denial, the power of delayed gratification, is not just about immediacy. It's also about the future and the present. It's about the fact that you can choose this moment to say how strong you are. To say, not yet. The power to choose. Power to wait. So as you embrace this power, you find that your mind becomes clearer, sharper, more focused on achieving your goals. You'll find that you're able to resist distractions and to stay focused on these goals, to achieve more than you ever thought imaginable or possible. And so while everything is happening and nothing's taking place, you're growing, and yet you're standing still, becoming stronger as you remain calm and relaxed. So as you embrace this paradox, you can find that you're able to achieve even more, to do more, to be more, because you're utilizing the power of denial and the power of delayed gratification. And it's the power to create the sensations and the feeling and the lifestyle that you truly want. And at this point, let's take a moment to reinforce this feeling of strength, of control, of empowerment within you. I want you to imagine you're standing in front of a mirror. And you can see yourself, and as you look into the mirror, you see someone who is strong, who is disciplined and in control of their own desires and wants. You see a person who is perfectly able to wait, to delay gratification, and to resist temptation. You can see that strong, confident, controlled version of yourself. You can see your own strength, discipline, and control. and you can float into that version, feeling a sense of pride, a sense of accomplishment, feeling so good about yourself, your choices, about your ability to wait, to delay, and to deny. And you know that this strength, this discipline, this control will serve you well in all areas of your life. And right now I want you to bask in and let that feeling of well-being flow through every pore and fiber of your body, making you feel so good, not just because you're in trance, but because you're doing such a good job. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll come out of trance feeling amazingly calm, deliciously relaxed, and very focused on achieving your goals during this time. You'll only take with you suggestions that are right, safe, and appropriate for you. 1, beginning to come up out of trance. 2, feeling so deliciously relaxed. 3, you may want to wiggle your fingers and toes. 4, you may want to stretch and yawn. And 5, opening your eyes, coming up out of trance, feeling so good about yourself. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank you for your continued support. I know that you're going to have an amazing week, and I look forward to trancing you again very, very soon.